in his pocket. And God said, do it. So he called his friend. Friend said, look here, you're on your own. He said, that'll be 2 million. And they checked the building, it was about 40 million. He said, Lord, where will I get the money? God said, okay, let's go together. And he said, one day, can't forget this, he said, one day, he spent all the money in his pocket, gone. But he had 1 million reserved somewhere that is for security and emergency. All the time you are working with me doing this, did you need any emergency? What a big question. Like I remember, that happened to me years ago. I did some insurance, 5 years was elapsed. They gave me my money. And I said, it's my money. The Lord says, it's not your money. Who kept you? Assurance. You know. If you are dying, they're like, give it to your wife. And he said to me, he said, and I stopped the diesel business, and I'm trying to go on. And he said, I took the 1 million and I sent the money for the work. He said, second day, no longer in diesel business, the second day, one of his friends called him and said, hey, friend, I need diesel right now. I must have that diesel or else my factory will close down. He said, I told you I don't deal with diesel anymore. He said, please, whatever. He said, I stopped doing diesel. So he finished talking, put his phone down. As he put his phone down, he said his phone rang next from Tota. No Tota, Philly Station. Tota said to him, Arrow Blues. Just after he put that phone down, he said, Tota called him and said, you know what? We have one tanker filled with diesel. We don't want somebody else to take it. You must take it. He said, I said, I don't deal anymore with diesel. Jehovah Jireh. You know, God knew what he was doing. He can take it. Have you ever been to bed? Sometimes in hospital, everybody's checking like this. Doctor just walked in and he's calm. He's checking things. If doctor walks in and starts shaking like you, he's no longer a doctor. He said, he stopped. It happened to me years ago when we were building this building. One day, there was no money to pay somebody and my children's school fees was on the ground. I said, Lord, my young lower you know. You live for you. You know, he said, provide for your house. And you'll be an effie there. So I said, he has the money. I don't know, 400,000, 200,000, I'm not sure now. Gave the money. By the evening, money came in. God said, take your money back. I don't need your money. Thank you for helping me, but I really don't need your money. I mean, that's like a slap on my face. Mama yanyin you. So, what I'm saying this morning is not, I'm not trying to raise an offering. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. we are trying to take the journey with Abraham here. So they went together. Let's quickly go on. Next verse. So then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. Abraham was watching his father. Just imagine the slow motion, watching that, you know, and put the wood, put the stuff over there. You know, the reward is at the back there. Please stand up, reward. He just finished his school. That's Professor Nikwema's last child, that's last son. That's the father. Please stand up. Now, just imagine Professor Adi taking his son, it's around the same age, and walked up to the mountain, and is watching his dad put up the altar, put the wood, and then called him to lie down and tie him. That moment, I'll stop watching the video. I don't know about you. Like when the world is talking, when you do penalty, you watch. I want to hear the goal or no goal. And just imagine that young man. Please, you can sit down. Thank you, sir. I was thinking, will not put up a fight? But I know that Isaac knew he came by God. There was no reason for him to be here if not God. You know, some things are precious to us because we got them. But some things, they are not actually precious. God gave us. I talked about Dr. Riba some few minutes ago. Doctor, he's never supposed to be a doctor. He's supposed to be a bricklayer. Am I right, sir? He went to secondary school with the veterans of Biafra. They were school in the role. So it's not actually his own. So when they took Isaac, and Isaac will have struggled. He said, Imu, I should not be here if not God. How many of you over here? You should not be here if not God. Can I see your hands up? See how God has taken you. We talk about Brother Peter. I'm giving an example just so you can see. I mean, he was given medical school to be a doctor. And then he threw the thing out in it. You know, learning, threw it out and said, could you find biochemistry? No. Microbiology? No. And he said, just give me anything. I know God will take care of me. And was given physics. Today, HR, you want to see out in it. You will have been somewhere in a consultant in one village somewhere, or you will have fired you and released you. Are you hearing me? It's just God. Let's just lift our hands and thank him for what he has done, what he has taken. You may not have reasons to thank him so much, but just look at your life and just say, Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Really, I'm Isaac. Really, what I have is just yours. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands down. David said, all that we have is yours. Yeah, it's your own, but it's God's own. One way or the other, it's not going to take everything away from you. And he took the son and laid him on the altar. The boy, I just imagine him looking up like that, at that. Let's keep reading. And next verse, please. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. By the way, let's stop there. What was Abraham thinking? Hebrews 11. You're looking at the first name of God. You got 7 to go. Maybe we will do that for the next couple of weeks. Hebrews 11. What was he thinking? Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Verse 17. We'll come back to that verse later. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. See, that faith didn't come that day. It came by that journey of 25 years working with God. Remember, David said to Saul, I can kill Goliath. They said, you are a small boy. He said, no, I have some experience. The lion, I killed. The bear, I killed. And the extension is that this man can go down too. Offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Why? Look at next verse. Of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. Next verse, quickly. Concluding, coming to this mental finality, that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. Because God said, through him you will have your grandchildren. And God said, offer him up. And he put it together. And he called God, the God who raises the dead. Abraham was the first one to believe in resurrection, that Jesus will come and be raised from the dead. Let's clap for Abraham. He's our father in the faith. Thank you. And from which he also received him in a figurative sense. You know, when Abraham offered that son and God stopped him, when that boy woke up, he knew he was living a borrowed life. Isaac knew that I had gone. How many of you have been in an accident before? And you came out. Can I see your hands up? Let's testify here. There's no reason for you to be here. I had an accident one time with my daughter, just being how many months old. And I was at the front with my friend, and we ran into Agbegi. Just before we ran to that Agbegi, my friend just transferred Ayo to the back. For no actual reason. The one that was driving the wood of the Agbegi entered into the car and got to his head and stopped like this. Man, you are living on borrowed life. Of course, I got into trouble because I didn't listen to God much. That's why God, he was still providing there. Let's go back to round up. Back to Genesis 22. Let's round up. Now, please, don't go and give out your car now. I'm not talking about fundraising. I'm talking about the name of God. Genesis 22. Are we back there? Let's go to verse. Okay, let's read. We stop at verse what now? Verse 10. Now, verse 11. Verse, is that? Okay, sorry. Am I correct? Look at verse 10 first. Let's look at verse 10. Okay. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Next verse. But the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am. Next verse. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad
ordained to him, for now I know that you fear God or you worship God. Same word. Since you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. This was a test from God, not just test for anybody like that. Next verse. Then Abraham lifted his eyes. Please look up. And looked. He said what for vision, provision. And look, and there, not before him, but behind him was a ram caught in thicket by his own. Wait, who put that ram there? Jehovah Jireh. Can you clap your hands for me one more time? Who put that? And can you imagine? The thing was there before Abraham. It was behind him. In my few years as a child of God, even as a human being, I've seen God gone ahead. Is it my education? Is it my marriage? Is it my life? Is it call? When God was calling me, I was telling God, I can't talk. I'm not that so good. I'm a stammerer. And I read my Bible and I got to Exodus 3, where Moses was arguing with God. I'm a stammerer. God said, see, I've gone ahead of you. I've dealt with stammering before, so you can speak. Before you think about it, Jehovah Jireh has thought about it. Before you look ahead of you, Jehovah has come behind you to take care of things. Oh, glory to God. We need to embrace this covenant name. You need to rest on it. That come what may, it will be there for me. Come what, not because I am good, but because he has sworn an oath. And Dr. Ariba did. No matter the patient, no matter the person, am I right? When they walk into the hospital and they need medical care, I must stand up as a doctor. God is saying, I have promised, I have made this oath that I'm your Jehovah Jireh. In your old age, it doesn't matter, I pray for you. Before you are born, I have already made plans for your life. Whatever you are going to need, your children. God told Moses, he said, you know what? Anyone who loves me, I'm going to take care of them to a 1,000 generation. Anyone who hates me, I will wound them to the 3rd and 4th generation. That's God Jehovah Jireh now. If you are messing up 3 to 4, if you do good, one. Can you imagine, Brother Peter, 1,000 generations, your dad starting it, going on. If Jesus tarry, 1,000 generations, God will be there for them. You never know what you step into when you came to Christ. If this world tarries and you tarry, your future is secured in him. Not just your present circumstances. Whatever happens to Nigeria, your children, God will be there for them. Oh, glory to God. How many of you have seen God in your children's life here? You see God? Come on. You just can't do that. You just go ahead and sort it out. We can rely on him. It's Jehovah Jireh. Now, I'm not saying things won't get dark. I'm not saying that you're not going to take the knife and your son is about to be offered. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy all through, but it will go behind us and put a ram there. And he offered it up for a burnt offering. So Abraham went and took, what will you do now? Take the ram. Don't be looking at it. Let's verse. And he said this. Abraham called the name of the place. The Lord will provide. So when we talk about Jehovah Jireh, you must be a worshiper. In fact, Psalm 34, verse 10. Let's take a look at it. Fear and provision. Jehovah Jireh. 34, verse 10. Let's stop right in that area now. We can go further. Our time is gone. We need to sing. The young lions lack and suffer hunger. But those who seek the Lord shall not lack anything good. Look at, give us verse 9. Oh, fear or worship or be respectful of the Almighty. You is saint. There's no want. Oh, glory to God. So number one, embrace this. The first name of God, covenant name in the Bible, is what? Jehovah Jireh. And I said, I'll keep my covenant with you. Let's round up. Back to Genesis 17, verse 2. Let's round up on that. Genesis 17, verse 2. Behold, my covenant And I will make my covenant between me and you. And I will multiply you. You know, oh God. This is what God is saying to Abraham. I'm going to enter into contract with you. And I will deploy all my resources. I will bring all I am into your life. We do that when we get married now. You don't leave anything out. Uh-uh. You just come together. Like my wife's friend will say to him, when it's in this morning, he'll say, we are one flesh. When the man wants something, he will say, there's no marriage in heaven. You know, we should use that. We are the wife now of this place. We are this inferior party. Are you hearing me? So, a covenant. Now, I'm not saying you become a billionaire tomorrow. Are you hearing me? But you have a God who is having everything. Sometimes, sorry to say this. Sorry, I'm using this example. A billionaire may be in a place where what he needs is not billions. And God said, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. Whatever it takes, angel, whatever it takes, all my resources, will you allow him today to let him be? You know, you can go to hospital and say, Dr. Aliba, he asks you a question, you don't answer. You said, well, can I check you? You don't want. What will he do? He's not bound to force you. That's why sometimes I wonder about God. He just won't respond. Is it really? Choir, come and sing. Oh, today's pastor's offering, so come. You know, there was a swimmer that was swimming in water. He was a professional swimmer. So people come and swim there, and they will swim. And when they get to trouble, he'll go and rescue them. So there was a day, one guy jumped into the water, and he was not a good swimmer, and he started drowning. And people said, please jump in. He didn't jump in. He was just watching. They said, jump in. He didn't jump in until almost then he jumped in. They said, why? He said, when he was struggling in the water, if I go down there, he will pull me and himself down to the bottom of the lake. Let him finish all his struggles. When he can't carry on anymore, I'll go and carry him. Praise God, somebody. Tell yourself, I won't struggle so much anymore. I will act like Abraham did. They ask, where is the lamb? Here is the wood. Here is the fire. What will he say? Jehovah Jireh. Can we lift our hands and thank him? Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Your grace is sufficient for me. Your grace is sufficient for me. Yes, Lord. Jehovah Jireh,
my provider, his grace is
sufficient for me. The Lord.
The Lord shall supply all my needs.
Yes, Lord. According to his riches and
glory, he will give his angels charge over me.
Jehovah. For me,
Jehovah,
one more time.
Jireh,
Jehovah Jireh, let's give pastors offering.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me.
Jehovah
Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. The Lord shall supply all my needs. Cheers.